Thank you so much, BBS Radio, making it possible for us to be heard worldwide over the globe. I welcome everyone on this Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. Questions and answers with the Elohim. If you have questions, you can submit it for email. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. And another person joined in. We welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Heiss. It's Debbie from California.
Good evening, Debbie. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
And another person. Debbie, welcome. Please say your name and location. Did I hear Shirley?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Shirley, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Shirley.
Hello, everyone.
And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Cecil, the C6C Serpent from Sunshiny, Seattle.
Welcome, Cecil.
That's Ryan Will. Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Shirley, are you okay? Shirley?
Yes, yes. My daughter tried to get unemployment, but they're going to force her into work at a daycare center. And somebody's already contracted it from a daycare center. And I'm just a little concerned.
Okay, sweetheart.
Send her your blessings. Put her in your prayer.
Thank
Someone
you.
Else joined in. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say your name and location. But of course, only if you want to. Let's
Did I hear Lauren?
Antonio. No, we have. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Good evening. It's Wanda from Liebenthal.
Welcome,
Wanda.
Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Wanda.
Another day.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say a name and location.
I'm Hyatt, Mary Avine in Cincinnati. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Mary Eileen. Welcome.
Hi,
Mary Eileen.
Is the Little Mermaid from Minnesota on?
Say it again, Cecil.
I said, is the Little Mermaid from Minnesota on yet? Oh, that was
Jill the Mermaid?
Jill the Mermaid.
No, Jill. No, she's not here yet. No.
Daughter of the sea serpent, right. Let's be.
Yeah. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Welcome,
Hi.
Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don. Hi, Don.
And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, and everybody. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to you, Jane.
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Hi, hi. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hello.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi,
Jeannie. Oh, good evening. Welcome.
I have another caller. We'd like to see your name and location.
Caller, welcome to you. Please say name and location.
John. Yeah, John from Las Vegas.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome, John.
Hi.
Apparently, there's more than one John in Las Vegas on the coast to coast. Last week, somebody called in. A John from Las Vegas called in.
No, it wasn't me. Oh, no. There's more than one John from Las Vegas.
That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't me.
That's what I'm saying.
Welcome.
All right.
To the call.
Welcome to the next caller. Name
and
location.
Location.
1, 2, 3. You can hear me, right?
You want to.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Do I fall away now and then, or can you hear me?
Yeah, you drop in and out.
Mostly hear you.
My line got disconnected a few times already. I don't know what's going on.
It's the Elohim. They don't want you on there.
Aye.
Shirley. Not the Elohim, it's the deep state.
Shirley, I get a feeling that everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, I just have to help her with her fear factor. She's full of fear right now and crying, and I didn't like seeing her like that. And she just delivered me groceries. And so I just have to help her with her fear factor. And I think we've been like self-isolation for 2 weeks now. And she's very aware of infection control, and I'm sure she'll get through it. But
cabin fever. Cabin fever.
Yeah.
Your soothing voice will help her. Just give her encouraging words and surround her with love.
Yeah.
Go to YouTube and punch in ETF, EFT rather, Emotional Freedom Technique. This would be good for you too, Antonio.
Is this the tapping?
Yes.
Thank you.
Can be very effective.
I've been isolated for like 20 years.
And I've been isolated for about the last 6 years, so I'm
totally healthy.
Yeah.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location. Or the next one, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Nick from Perth, Western Australia.
Welcome, Nick.
Hi, Nick. How are you all?
Good.
And many blessings to you all.
We're all well.
Good.
I was playing with my pendulum.
I'm alive.
I was playing with my pendulum last night and asking it.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Alicia in Fresno.
Hello,
hi,
Alicia. You're welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
And I was asking, where was I before I came to the earth realm? And it said I was from the heaven realm, or the angelic realm, but I don't know. Maybe I was.
There's a big difference between the heaven realm and the angelic realm.
Yes.
Trust a little more. Yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
This is Juliet from Okemos, Michigan.
Hi, Juliet.
Hi, thank you.
Hi. I've got one at home too. I want to start practicing using it.
Breaking up a little bit, Nick.
Sorry for butting in. And I've got a pendulum and that at home as well. I want to learn to practice using it.
Good evening. Pendulum. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Sorry. Hi. It's Prudy.
Welcome,
Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Terry.
My pendulum, I put it on my right hand, and I imagine drawing in energy, and then my pendulum starts spinning, and then when I stop, the pendulum stops.
All right. I welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Amy Miller, West Virginia.
Welcome to the call. I'm sorry. Is it Amy?
Hi, Amy. Yes.
Hi, welcome,
Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Amy, is it the first time you call in?
Yes.
All right. A warm welcome to you.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Welcome to the call.
We are still waiting for Wynn. He has not.
Okay.
At this point, he's 7 minutes late. 7 spanks.
Hold on.
Wake up, Wynn.
Okay.
It's like a big table with a big family around, and we all chit-chat before Wynn gets into it.
Wakey, okay.
Right. Well, I'm glad I'm not late.
No. You're not. You're never late. Even if you call in late, you're never late.
Never too late.
Never too late.
It's good to know.
It might be muted when you call in late, but you're never late.
Yeah. Unless the call's over, then it's too late.
Yeah, when the call's over, you just call the replay line,
replay.
And then you can re-listen to it.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Where is everybody? I mean, like I said, I was from West Virginia. Where is everybody else from?
Northern Ohio.
California.
Washington State.
Southern Ohio.
Washington State.
Okay.
People.
California.
Yeah. Finland.
Sedona, Arizona.
Australia. Arizona.
Oh, awesome. Saskatchewan.
Michigan.
I remember we had somebody from Japan once.
Yeah,
or twice.
Oh, wow.
New Zealand.
But however, Amy.
Some from Alaska. Some from BC.
Oh, wow.
But,
Washington. Idaho.
Just showing off.
Amy,
showing off, naming all the states you can think of.
Finland.
Just think of some people
you
didn't mention.
Amy, it might be a little bit disappointed to you, but we're all from this planet.
Well, not all of us, but that's okay. So we
until our short
current occupants, anyway.
Right now we are.
Welcome back, Prudy. Like name and location.
Hi, thank you. It's Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
I thought you were already
back. Welcome back. How you feeling, Prudy?
Well, pretty good, thank you.
Good.
I still have my tooth problem.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, we all still have a bunch of those problems.
Prudy, did you get my mail? Are you able to pass it to Antonio?
I haven't checked, but I will.
Okay.
I will try and do that.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay, you bet.
Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi,
welcome.
Wynn.
Hi,
Wynn.
Wynn.
I knew it was you, Wynn.
Good morning.
We're happy you showed up.
You are.
We are.
Yes, we are.
Well, I'm not late, am I?
Not much.
Well, not by your standards.
You satisfied.
I didn't know he had standards.
We still have a little bit of BBS time left. By the way, Wynn, we have Amy with us, who's calling over the first time, FYI.
Mm-hmm.
And I welcome the next caller. Please say a name and location. A giggle will do.
Hi,
I'm
Helen.
Things at once.
Hello, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Hey.
Hi, Helen.
Hey. Hi.
Okay.
I'm going to start.
Here we go.
Cool.
I got the things, okay?
Muted. The recording has started.
This is 325. March 25th, 2020, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And Terry, are you there? I don't hear you.
She was here, so hold on.
I hear you yelling through
I'm
the
here.
Walls. Oh, there
I'm
you
here.
Go. Okay, I always have to check, you know. And And this is a call where we, I'm doing this explanation for new people that are coming in that heard us on Kevin's interview. And, you know, we talked about having this relationship over quite a few years now with celestial sources, very, very high celestial sources, maybe as high as you can get. And we have been talking to them, asking them questions. At various times, there's been miraculous phenomena, healings, even Earth, what do you call it, geophysical changes on the planet, that it seemed like they were involved. And they are very much in love, from my perspective, with humanity. And they have the ability, we have to do it, but they have the ability to provoke a speeding up of your evolutionary process and your levels of wisdom and your connection to the higher realms. We all have the potential for that connection, but in this realm, most people don't reach for it. This is not a matter of believing in something or having a belief pattern. And you have to listen to our calls for at least a little bit to see if it makes sense to you, or if not, to see if it'll work for you. We have a number of people that have been regulars that I would say have had a lot of epiphanies that came about as a result of listening to the calls. And some of the things they say might challenge the belief patterns in conventional reality. You know, ways we think about everything works. And are we right? You have to listen and hear the consistency over years of their point of view. And when we're on this call, on any of our calls, they have indicated that they're paying attention to us. And they're paying attention to you personally, if you're not scared of that. And you don't have to feel bad about anything, because that's true. Okay? A lot of times people, in fact, probably most of us have things that I hope nobody notices. I hope nobody notices this about me. I hope that I look good. And if people notice this about me, they think there was something wrong with me. But we all have that. That's a common human trait. We all have something wrong with us. And even wrong is not the right way of saying it. We have areas in our lower natures that we can't help but have. We have an animal body. We are a spirit in an animal body. And the animal body has to deal with survival. It has to deal with a lot of issues. Because you're of a spiritual nature does not mean you don't have those issues. You do. And you have to be able to learn how to deal with those things masterfully so they don't run you. And if they run you, you end up then manifesting your lower nature into the world, and it brings the whole vibration of the world down. So on this call, in this particular Wednesday call that we do, we have 10 calls that we do during the week. And it's kind of like a university. We're learning a whole new way of understanding the workings of the universe. We have thousands of calls in our archives, babe. And I happen to be the biggest skeptic in the world. And when I found myself in the middle of this, I kept thinking, there must be something wrong. They must be making a mistake. Why are they talking to me? And it took years to become comfortable with it. And it's kind of like I relate to them like friends in higher dimensions who can see patterns that I may not be able to see, who have been watching this realm for millions and maybe billions of years, and they see the cycles that we all go through. And they can help us understand things. And they can even send loving energy to us personally when you're comfortable receiving that and get your mind out of the way that that's impossible. And there were so many incidents really amounting to proof, which I'm not going to go into now, but convinced me that they could do that. When they answer questions for people, they have a great understanding of each person that sends in a question. And, you know, sometimes I don't even understand their answer to that person. And then the person calls, emails me and says, they hit the nail right on the head. Okay? So, you're welcome to ask a question when you get comfortable with it. It could be a question about yourself, about issues you're going through, about phenomena you're experiencing. It could be a question about them and how they operate. It could be a question about the planet. It could be a question about past lifetimes. And you can evaluate who they are by the way they answer the questions. It's the best way to have an experience of like saying, God, that was very wise. Wow. So that's how that works. And maybe it won't work for you. And that's okay. But it's a rare opportunity to have such a open portal to these sources as we do on our calls. And it gives people a chance to check us out without paying for expensive workshops or readings or whatever. We offer this for free because it's such a high service, and people have to check us out to believe that it's real. You can't charge somebody for checking you out, okay? So on that note, I'd like to introduce my partner, Terry Brown. Are you there, Terry?
I am. I hear a bird in the background out your window.
Okay. Terry is going to be the person who's channeling. It's very interesting. Most of you probably know this, but I can't say it enough. When you're trying to figure out, I had a lot of epic events, lots, and I still have them, that convinced me it was real. And one of them was when I asked the question, was Terry ever anybody famous in a past life? They told me to look up St. Catherine of Siena, who I never heard of. So I Googled St. Catherine. I found the story of this young woman who would go to the local church, and the priests would write down everything she said because they thought God was speaking to them through her, i.e. she was a channel. And I said, well, this is really interesting that if Terry was this person, and she was a channel in a past life as well. And as I was studying St. Catherine, I found an engraving of St. Catherine, and it happened to be very close to the spitting image of Terry. And I usually put that out because it makes people curious, and Terry has no ego about having been somebody famous. And so it helps people.
You know, well, I wasn't perfect. I wasn't perfect.
You weren't perfect.
No.
Oh, you don't have to tell me that. I live with you.
No. No. I live with me, too.
When I was writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, I found that David Wilcock was the spitting image of Edgar Cayce. And it was my first exposure to this idea that people look like who they were in a previous lifetime. And I learned that it works this way because when you die, your soul takes an imprint of your DNA. And then when it comes into a new body, it programs the new body with the old DNA. So most people will have that influence in their DNA. And they also have their parents' influence in their DNA. They have many, many influences. But particularly if they had a strong expression in their previous life, the DNA of their previous life will take precedent, I think that's the right word, and they'll look like that lifetime. And I found numerous kind of circumstances where I had a feeling somebody was somebody, or our sources had told me, and when I looked them up, sure enough, they had a very striking resemblance to that person. And as you read the story of that person, you have the same soul, no matter what. Even one life you're a channel. You know, Terry happens to know some of her past lives. One life she was a ballerina. Another lifetime she was a writer in the French Revolution. And, you know, every lifetime you usually don't remember anything about this. But the same personality, the same interests, the same motivations will persist over all of your lifetimes until you actually change them. You can change these things, but, you know, the soul will change slowly, will integrate slowly. But let's suppose you have a lifetime and you learn printing, how to be a printer, and you never did that before. Well, in your next life, that'll be added to your potential programs in your soul. And each life is like a blank slate that you can create. You are creating this life, but you have the abilities of your past lives to draw on. You also have the hang-ups of your past lives to draw on. And most humans tend to not actually grow, but keep repeating the same patterns in different forms, which our sources call gross repeating cycles. Not only do people do this, but planets do this, countries do this. It's like, because we don't have the wherewithal to draw on those things, and we're just, you know, playing everything by ear. And that's one of the great things about this particular group, is there's the opportunity to learn something about your past cycles. Even if you don't know your specific past lifetimes, whether you know it or not, you're drawing on them and you're creating this life by your past lives. And so as you start to learn about it, it gives you the opportunity to shift some of those patterns. And on that note, we're going to get started. Let's see now. It is 6:27, and we do this little invocation for protection, because when we do these channelings, we open up our energies, and we don't want any negative sources to come into those open energies. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protective space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. And we come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line, and we don't come through the computer. We come directly to you, so the computer and the telephone line are a little bit slower. We are a little bit ahead. Our thoughts are very, very quick. And due to the crisis that a number of people are experiencing in the Earth plane, particularly in some countries, we are fortifying ourselves with more of the Elohim paying attention that we can assist wherever we may. And as the number of people on this call increase, we also increase our numbers that are working with you and are available to you. We attempt to assist wherever we can. And some areas are harder to assist with than others. For instance, Antonio, with your tooth situation, we take a look and we see that since the systems, for instance, your tooth, is the result of a number of hologramic influences that feed together. Some of the influences are more resistant to change than others. One of them is the teeth structure. The teeth are of an enamel and of a brittle nature. So once it has cracked, it is harder to put together. Now, we cannot put it together. You cannot put it together. You can say postulates, the eight ideas together, we can do the same. But as we spin the hologramic influences that make up the tooth structure, we see that there is one, the density, the connective structure of teeth. It is the tooth that would have to rebond and to rebond itself. One can, from the outside, say tooth, you're going to rebond, but it has to be the tooth structure that rebonds itself. And this takes more energy in that aspect of the hologramic picture making up that tooth, the hologramic influences. It takes more energy to work with the tooth that to orient it, that it is rebonding. It is not from outside, but from inside that it would need to fix itself. And so that is, at this point, our communication to you on that issue you are working with. We realize that a number of you have been saying, when's the question and answer going to start? So the questions and answer will start now. And if we ever say anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it as not for you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yeah, I'm just going to ask one question to clarify something. There are, you know, needless to say, everyone is getting, I think everyone, certainly I am, lots of people that are saying all kinds of things about this coronavirus, that are suggesting all kinds of cures for it, this and that. And one line of point of view is that there really is no coronavirus, or it's just really
that
a minor
problem.
That
is incorrect.
And
it is incorrect that there is none. Some people,
yeah,
if they have a damaged immune system, also have a hard time with recovering.
Yes.
Because they already are, their immunity is already low. So these problems in the body, they build up and make it harder. And the coronavirus will hit them harder than it will hit other people with a strong
mm-hmm.
immune system.
And, you know, some of the things that people are saying that I think are very valuable, and you can just confirm it, megadoses of vitamin C help.
That is correct. However, when you take a megadose of vitamin C, you also need bioflavonoids, and you need other components that work together to help the vitamin C work and to fortify the body with more nutrients. For instance, vitamin D is very important. It is very important that the thyroid is working correctly. So in some cases, some people can use small doses of iodine to help that issue. There are, if one can study antioxidants, these are important. Minerals are important. big building blocks that the body uses to restore itself.
And it's good to start these things right now. So you're.
It is always good to start these things whenever you learn about them.
Yes, because there's more chance of getting protection if your immune system is strong rather than being weak. And all of these things help your immune system.
It is not just protection from the coronavirus. It is protection from all sources of invasion by pathological substances.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Now, I'm going to do a question here. And our first question, oh my God, Helen asked the wrong one. Helen, I'll get to yours in a second. This is from, now I want to say Jerry again. Yeti in Finland, or Jerry in Finland. I recently read an old transcript where you answered a question I asked about healing pain, and I realized that what you had shared is one of the main guides of a healing technique I've been developing and practicing for quite some time. You mentioned that it is a more otherworldly ability to self-heal. I'm not sure what he means by that. It is a more otherworldly ability to so heal. I would love to hear your perspective of where I am with it currently and what is the true potential of it, and if you have been helping me this whole time with it. I also welcome all positive support in mastering this ability and using it to help others.
Yes. So healing, a situation, if we take a look at the situation is the result of all of the influences that he created that situation, all of the, areas, that have not been looked after, that need to be looked after to provide the all of the aspects needed for healing. You asked that question a very long time ago, and you have asked, and we look in on you, and we are seeing what you are doing, and we are working with you in that area. You are partway. You can always increase your knowledge and ability and your look at how to the different hologramic influences that make up the final result that bring you the relief of pain. For instance, pain in the back, it can be misalignment. It can be nutrients to back up the healing process. There can be, as we were mentioning, misalignment of structure that puts stress in an area, and it keeps providing the stress for the area, which then is harder to heal. So to look at all the components, which you are doing, and always keep your ears to the ground for other potential things that make up the final result. And once you
feel the tissue around the bone, and the bones are in alignment, then you should experience some relief.
Thank you. All right, and here is our next question, and it is from John Siborowski. This is an interesting question. I really prefer experiencing the higher densities, like fifth density and beyond. And what
there
are
is a lot of harmony in those densities. As you increase to the higher densities, the harmony increases and they are much more pleasurable.
So the question is, what are some of the things that I can do to raise my vibration level so that I can stay in the higher densities?
When you are living in the third density realm, and you are experiencing the misalignments within this third density, it is you don't want to simply avoid them, because then they can impinge upon you and create more havoc by you not realizing they are impinging on you. So to not expect a pure harmony and love of the higher densities as long as you are in the third density, but to learn to balance them and to learn to be able to set them aside when necessary, listen to some good music, take a rest, and get some laughter that can help you move in and out of the problems you experience within your daily life.
Mm-hmm. So being somewhat masterful in third density is part of the equation. You can't just avoid the lower realms and
that is correct.
Space out. Yes.
That is correct.
Thank you. Don Herman asks, do you have any suggestions for people doing group intention exercises to help manifest their intentions?
Thank you. You have been practicing this on Saturdays. And as you do your exercises, to pay attention to the world situation, see the city situation where you are, see any changes that may be going on, and realize that there are things do not just happen by accident, and there are others that are attempting to express their control over society, and they are making a challenge for the overall result you are seeking, which is more peace, more calm, more harmony in certain areas. Realize that there are these challenges, and you are practicing with your friends, like on Saturdays, some exercises, and you do them and observe the results.
one of the things is to project peace and harmony over an area of disruption to help modulate the input of over and through the area that is disrupted to you can your own self and each individual who is doing this with you to help modulate an area of disruption. And as you get better at it, you can see the energy of the disruption and you can work with that. It has certain frequencies and waves and you can begin to experience them and work with modulation of them, calming of them. If you have some background in radio it's modulation of certain frequencies that can give you more reality to this, but there is a feeling you can get to about the disruptive energy and then becoming bigger than it and simply modulating it with projecting calm and peace and harmony.
Thank you. Question from Dave Waterbury in the Valley View
Hello, Dave.
The Valley View section of Los Angeles, okay? And,
yes.
You know, Dave is a very highly intended person. And, and I think he's got aspects of higher dimensions.
Yes.
Attached to his being.
And, yes, you know, he projects in his music.
Yes. And you may not want to answer this because, but I'll ask the question anyway and see what you say. There's a mysterious source on the internet that goes by the name of Q.
Yes.
And Q keeps making projections that seem positive. And sometimes it makes projections or predictions of things pretty specifically, and then they happen. So
yes.
Q has a lot of followers paying attention to these
yes.
messages. And
yes.
nobody knows who Q is, but they speculate
yes.
that everything from a group of positively disposed military people to John F. Kennedy Jr., who didn't really
yes.
die. And so the question is, is Q a trustworthy source? Is Q uncompromised? And that's it.
Q is a positive source that is working beneath the radar to help mankind. Q is that totally 100% a right to as something to be believed in without question. Q does have inroads to high levels of government and does have good intentions. Q, it's been conjectured the JFK. However,
we caution you against going in that direction. Q does make predictions, is somewhat based upon plans the certain part of government has, and with a good intention. So there is another person on this call who has heard that Q is a woman. We see that Q does have high-level inside information. We, as far as Q being a woman, we say that it may be one aspect of Q, but Q may be a high-level person, very high, that is working for the betterment of the country. We do not wish to say further, but do not believe them as if everything that they say is going to happen or be 100% right. But they do have good intentions, and they do have some good information.
Is there any truth?
Notice we say they. But notice we say
right,
they.
Right.
Is there any truth to which rumor?
The rumor, you know, when John Kennedy Jr. died, and you look at his tomb, there's a Q, a big Q all around his tomb. Is there any truth to the rumor that he is connected to Q? If you want to say it, okay? You may be infringing on somebody else's free will.
Well, we may be. So we just pay attention to the clues. We do not want to blow covers here, but notice that we called Q they.
Yes, thank you. Okay, 6:54, and we have two more questions. And Valerie, I think I'm going to ask Helen's question. And if you don't mind, ask yours again next week, okay? Helen's got a long question here. Let's see if I can summarize it quickly. Many, if not all, of the worst outbreaks, from Helen's point of view, are places that have had curses placed on them by various groups of ancestors who felt they had cause. New Orleans, a southern hot spot, as the African slaves were brought in on ships and sold, were practices of voodoo, and is still practiced in Louisiana and New Orleans. And to me, it looks like that area is still under a curse. It's a feeling that's both addictive and scary when one is there. New York, Virginia, Washington State, of California, high populations of Native American Indians mistreated, abused, and treated as ignorant or worse than slaves. Stinky, stupid Europeans bathing once a week came in with all their diseases, killing off all the natives that had not been exposed to these germs as they bathed daily in streams and rivers. When white men decided they wanted that the Indians that they had cheated lied, took their land, many Indians didn't forgive and placed everlasting curses on the stolen lands. I'm not sure if this can all be stopped or slowed on a large scale. Lots of groups just mentioned, and the ones I know, but I think they're not the only ones, have been abused. I want to know, how can intention, prayer, or whatever stop or slow this, if it can? How many would it
take? Thank you. Thank you. People have been treated, that you mentioned, have been treated unjustly. And we also take a look at your history, and we see you identify with these causes, with these people, to partly based upon your orientation. But we do see that it has happened in areas, these people, the people that were taken advantage of, did not have much recourse, and they did place curses upon the incoming people. And these curses do affect the various areas, and the virus does have effect upon certain genetic orientations more strongly than others. It has been engineered in that way, So, as we are talking right now, we are contacting those areas, contacting those curses that are still going forward over areas where different people live, as you mentioned, New Orleans. And we are taking it apart to some degree just by viewing it. It is a sort of an undercover way of placing a curse on someone, an undercover way of that people don't notice, so it goes under the radar, and people are influenced by it, and they don't know why. And Voodoo works the same way, by taking an area where someone is weak, like viewing a person and seeing where their weakness is, and then attacking that weakness from an energetic standpoint. And it is under the covers or under the radar, so you don't notice.
Excuse me, just a moment. Yes. We're officially over, but I'll let you finish this answer. And I just want to say goodbye to BBS. We still have to be broadcasting. And we're going over to Whole Planet Healing at 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513. And if we go off BBS, we'll continue for our sources to complete this answer. If we go over, and then we'll just be over on Whole Planet Healing in just a moment. So thank you.
Thank you. So what can a person do? Well, one of the things is that you are sensitized to this problem by your genetics and your history and your orientation. So you're a good one to be able to work on it, to because of your sensitivity to it, to picture dismissing it, like picture it not having an effect. Picture the conflict of the people who make the curses resolved that they can move into present time and stop keeping the curse from their historic standpoint. And they it is Jesusness, so these people can move on to a better life. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'd ask more questions about that, but we don't have time. And so, Helen, if you want to ask any more questions for next week, feel free to do so. It's a really good topic that we have never really explored in this book before. So on that note...
Unmuted.